can't we all just get along?
No, I don't think that's going to ever work, Lee. Anyway, you say that Mike's got more problems than you. Again, I just have to shake my head and wonder why one of these hot little Asian chicks that's got everything in the world going for her, except she's in a shithole country that's, you know, that she doesn't like, why she'd want to come over here and just hook up with someone with so many problems. I mean, I hope she does, for Mike's sake, but, you know, I'm just scratching my head wondering, you know, is this going to be another one of those short-lived relationships where, you know, Mike gets to enjoy her for a little bit, but when she really understands the situation and how much better it can be for her, is she just going to bail on you again, Mike?
Hey, I'll get...
Here he goes again. Question to Mike, and I unkey, and who's there?
I can hear you.
Your name's not Mike Lee. Stand down.
I'm not going to stand down.
You're going to stand down, or you're going to be standing in the cornfield.
Is that right? Put me in a...
Goddamn right, that's right.
Put me in a cornfield. Turn your amp off. Hold up, Lee.
I need to turn my amp off. I'm working on HT with 5 watts. Okay? K6GE. Get a clue, Lee.
What is wrong with you today?
What's wrong with me is that I'm in a conversation with Mike, and I ask him a question, and when I unkey, you're blithering out at a question before he has a chance to answer mine. Even if he says, you know, I'll pass on that one or check, you know, you should just stand down until he's had a chance to respond, and then you can go ahead. It's a really simple concept, Lee. I'm amazed that you haven't figured it out yet.
I just don't like you pounding on a friend of mine. I happen to know him.
Then go to another frequency, okay? I haven't heard Mike complaining. All right? You're not his dad. You're not his big brother. You're not his guardian. If he's got a problem with my line of questioning, A, he can ignore me. B, he cannot answer the question. Or C, he can tell me to go F off. But he doesn't need you, Lee. He's a grown man.
Don't just threaten. Put me in a damn cornfield.
Fine, Lee. If that's what you want, is that what you want? You want me to just tell you to go away and not come back? I mean, you've told us that. You're going to do that 100 times. And then I'm going to get an email from you in a week or so saying, oh, Gary, I'm sorry. I'd really like to be back on 435. So, you know, think carefully, Lee, before you blither out such a stupid request.
Gary, I've been this... accused of writing letters to the FCC.
And the FAA.
Not the FAA, never. I did one letter against one person on your repeater, and you know who that was, Jeff, because he's hounding me. I'm going to have to get an attorney to get him to stop hounding and drive him by my house. Anyhow, if you want to put me in the cornfield, that's up to you. But I'm writing letters. You're the one that gets out there and gets drunk every night and throwing people off and then starting...
His ass off!
Yeah.
Number one, Lee, I get drunk once in a blue moon, okay? So stop exaggerating, lest you sound like a total jackass. And again, you're blithering, and I'm sure that Mike has completely forgot what I asked him. You know what? Why should I have to take the responsibility to kick you off? Lee, if you're not happy here, just go away and stay away, okay? Make it easy on both of us.
No, I want you to do it legally. Asking you shall receive. I want you to do it legally so I can answer it with an attorney.
Great. All right, Lee. This is K6GE, owner and trustee of the 147.435 K6GE repeater, requesting at this time that you no longer transmit on the K6GE repeater until you get further notice from me directly. Gary Elmer. K6GE. Are you happy now? You can go away now. And contact your attorney, and he can write me some sort of a letter or sue me, alright? But in the meantime, just go away.
Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to be paid.
No, that means go away. You're off of your soapbox. You know what? I just kicked it out from under you. You don't get one last stand. You don't get any more remarks. You've been asked to go away. That means unkey and go away. Now. Bye, Lee.
107F.
Bye-bye.
Gary.
Bye-bye.
Man, Lee, damn.
Isn't that stupid? I don't know why you wanted me to do that, but there you have it.
Contact an attorney.
Quickest thing I've ever heard. W6ADT.
Okay, so, was this a damn show? Are you guys in cahoots with one another?
Shut up, Bob.
Did you guys relax right now? Are you trying to poop Gary's boot out of his ass?
Oh my goodness, I don't understand that guy.
Bipolar.
Show of stupidity on Lee's part.
Shut up, Bob. Are you set up, Jiggles?